Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Chafei, as we start the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Again, we could have spent a lot of time on the last lines of yesterday's daf of Rabbi Meir, called Kavua Be'eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, a big discussion of the Ramban and the Rambam, and other shittas, but we'll move on for now, and hopefully we'll come back to that at a certain point. Says the Mishnah, the beginning here of the fourth parak, Katruma, Mahayu Osim Batsa. So far we've discussed, when do you announce the collection, and how do you do the collection? But we haven't said yet, Beferish, what is the collection used for? We spoke about what the Moser is used for, right? What if you have leftover everything, right? Moser Oled, Moser Shkalim, and Moser Nazir, and Moser Shavui, right? All of those cases we had earlier about the Moser. But let's get into exactly, that was on back on top, Tez Zion, Amabez. We spoke about Moser, of everything that was collected. But now we get into in the original Moser Shkalim, the Yudalim Abeis, that was Moser Shkalim Chulin. But now what did they actually use it for? So our Truma Mayu Osimba, what did they use the Truma for that was collected? To note that there are the Truma that we're talking about here is the Truma, there's going to be in this parak that we'll see at least four different collections or monies that we have to want to talk about what it's used for. Truma Zalishka is what they take out, as we've saw. Three times a year they go and they take out, the coin takes out Shkalim in order to use it, as we'll see, for the Dvarim Shel Tzibur. Then there's going to be, what about what's left over from what you took out? That's the Moser Truma. Right, so you have the Truma, and then you have the Moser Truma. And then you have the Shirayim that you never were Torin, that was left in the pot. They never got taken out. Remember, we said two days ago that's why you put the katavlos on top of it, because you can't use the shirayim. That's going to be the shirayim. What are you going to use the shirayim for? And then there's going to be the moser of the shirayim that you never used it by the end of the year. So there's going to be the truma and the moser truma and the shirayim and the moser shirayim, as we will talk about. So first, truma. So what was the truma used for? Truma mahayu osimba. So lokhin ba, they bought with it. The Kohanim, the Gizbar, bought with it Tamidin Umusafim, a whole list here of Tzibur items that were used. The Karban Tamid, every single day. Karban Tamid, they bought those animals. Remember, they had to buy a whole amount of sheep, and you keep them in a special pen, and you check it 4 days before. Bikur Mimum has to be done 4 days before. So Tamidin Umusafim Viniskehem. And the Nesachim, every Ola and Shlamim gets Nesachim. Nesachim literally means libations, but what it means generally is the Mincha and Yayin, the flour and the wine that were offered along with these Karbanas, the Nesachim. Right? We're familiar with that from all the Parshas Pinchas, all the lainings of Rosh Chodesh and all the other days that we lay Niskehem, Chatzi Ahin, Yelapar, Shusahin, right? So all of the hins and the flour and the wine. That's all the libations, the Nesachim. So that's also the Nesachim of the Karban of Tzibur were also paid for by this money of the Shkalim. So these were a number on the list. The Karban Tamid, we've mentioned in the past that the Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokes, how many mitzvahs are the Karban Tamid counted as? The Rambam counts Karban Tamid as one mitzvah. One mitzvah, daraisa, even though you bring them at different times, and you now have the Karban Yach, Tamid Shel Shachar cannot be brought at the time of the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and vice versa, it's still counted as one mitzvah, which the Ramban is not happy about. The Ramban says it's two mitzvahs. It's done at two different times, and the two mitzvahs don't overlap with each other, so it should be counted as two mitzvos. That's Karban Tamid. And you have the same machlokas when it comes to Kriyashma. The Ramban counts the mitzvah of Kriyashma as one mitzvah. One mitzvah of Kriyashma that you say in the morning and in the evening. You don't say it, though you can't do one without the, you can't do one at the same time as the other, right? It's two different, actions, but it's counted as one mitzvah. Achronim, the Magen Avraham, the Shagas Aryeh, whether Kriyashma is considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because every second, midaraisa, give me the rabbanim, there's mane, Kriyashma, shakhlava kumecha, but midaraisa, it's all day. But it's just that, it's not that, Kriyashma Shel Shachar is not all day, and Kriyashma Shel Arvis is not all day. Kriyashma is all day. So do you say that that's a Zman Grama, because each one can only be done at a certain time, or do you say, no, it's every second? Okay, but either way, the Rambam counts one mitzvah of Kriyashma, and again, the Ramban says, no, I think it should be two mitzvahs. And the Ketores. Those three. The Ketoret that's brought half in the morning and half in the evening in the Bein Arabayim, that also the Rambam counts as one mitzvah, bringing the Ketoret every day. And the Ramban counts it as two separate mitzvahs. So the Ramban, it seems correct. There's two separate mitzvahs, there's two actions done. So what's the pshat of the Rambam? What's the svar of the Rambam? That it's only one mitzvah of Kriya Shema, one mitzvah of Tamid, as is discussed here, and one mitzvah of Ketoret. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Amibes in the Bavli mentions that when Bnei Yisrael, when we all go into Eretz Yisrael, there will be three stages in the Geula process. Three stages. First, we're going to appoint the king, and then we're going to wipe out Amalek, and then we're going to build the base of Mikdash. Right? The Rambam says, and the Gemara says, in that order. Right, because the king has to be in charge in order for them to wipe out Amalek, and then you're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash unless it's a time of peace, like David and Shlomo. So that's why in that order. So ask the Rav Soloveitchik, why does the Gemara say, Shalosh mitzvos, b'shasun nesasun la'aretz, there'll be three mitzvos when you go into Eretz Yisrael. There'll be one mitzvah, be Mamlech HaMelech. And once you're Mamlech HaMelech, then you'll have the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek. And after you finish that one, then you'll have the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Right, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash yet. It's only after the other two. So he explains to Rav Soloveitchik, sometimes you could have, and we had a Shabbos HaGadol drush about this about 10 years ago. It's the one, no, not 10 years ago, the one during Corona. You could have a chalos she mitzvah without the time to fulfill it yet. You could have the status of an object of a mitzvah that kicks in before the time that you could actually fulfill the mitzvah. The status of lulav starts when sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav until the next morning, right? That's why Rashi in Sukkah and Lulav HaGazal says that the, not just lulav, the dal and minim, that we know that when your hadas has to have more leaves than berries. If it has more berries than leaves, then it's pasul. But you can take off the berries beforehand to make it kosher. But you have to take off the berries before Yontif starts. If Yontif starts and you still have more berries than leaves, you can't use that hadas. Even if you took off the berries that night, before the morning, there's no mitzvah of hadas at night. Explains Rashi there, Sukkah Lama Gimel, oh yes, there is. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Dal and Minim yet, but the status of the Dal and Minim already start when Yontif starts. So sometimes you could have, that's an example of a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah before the time of the mitzvah. Another example, you could have the status of a person, right? We spoke about it recently, I think, Mechusar Zman, right? The status of a Karban, right? In terms of the Karban could only be brought 8 days old. So what's the status beforehand? Is it a carbon that you can't be makriv yet? What about Leil Ches? And we had that discussion. The night of the eighth. Maybe it already is kosher to be a carbon, but you just can't do the avoda till the next day. Sometimes you can have this, again, status before the actual time of fulfillment. Many other examples as well, but Rav Soloveitchik used it here. And that is, right away, there's a conceptual chiyuv for all three mitzvahs. You can't actually do them until a later point. But the chiyuv, the chalos chiyuv, kicks in right when Bnei Yisrael go in, all three mitzvahs. So he suggested that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema every day, when at the beginning of the day, both chiyuvim of Kriya Shema kick in. You can't fulfill the second one until later. But it's one package. It's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. You're right, it's split into two in terms of the Maisa mitzvah. But in terms of the Kiyuma mitzvah, we might say it's two halves. And the Ketores. So that's why you could count it as one mitzvah, even though you can't fulfill it until later. This also reflects the idea that what's the purpose? Right, some Machronim ask, why did the Rishonim write a Sefer HaMitzvos? So many Rishonim spend so much mental energy to write a Sefer HaMitzvos. Who cares what the 613 are? Just do the mitzvos. Is it one mitzvah? Tefillin? Is it one mitzvah? Two mitzvah? You put it on tefillin anyway. What's the difference of how many mitzvahs you counted as? Tchelos and Lavan and Kriya Shema and Ketores. Obviously, there are hashkafic nuggets that we need to get out of the mitzvahs, which we appreciate in terms of how they're counted. The Rambam and the Ramban, the fact that the Rambam counts it as one, the Kriya Shema, it's two actions, but it's really one theme. Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim. Ketores is one theme. Oh, that's the purpose of your mitzvahs. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch and the Yireim and the Smak and the Smag and the Bahag. So many wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs in order to capture some of these ideas. As Rav Soloveitchik says, relating to the Karban Tamid, which is the first on our list. We could talk about each of these, but we'll talk about a number of them. Musaf and the Karban Musaf, v'niskehem, as we said. So the Karban Tamid and Musaf, they're all, what do they have in common? Karban Sibur. Right? The Shkalim, that are the Truma of the Shkalim, are used to buy animals for the Karban Sibur. Ha'omer. the Karban HaOmer that is offered on the second day of Pesach, which is matir the new grain to be used in the world, right? You cannot use new grain in the Beis HaMikdash until you bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, right? That's the next line. Omer v'Shtei HaLechem. Remember, those are the two poles to be Matah the Chadash. Omer is Matah the Chadash in Gvulin, and the Shtei HaLechem is Matir the Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. Omer is brought from barley, animal food, and Shtei HaLechem is brought from chitim, wheat. Those are the two new grains that are brought to Matir. V'Lechem Apanim. And the lechem apanim is the breads that are brought, we know, every Shabbos. The omens, your lechem apanim, those are fancy. Carbon is mincha. So carbon mincha, usually you bring carbon mincha, you bring some flour and put some oil, but these are also carbon minchas, minchas at tzibur. Mincha at tzibur, the omer and the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim. Rav Zalti in the Mishnas Yaveh has a beautiful maimar, where he discusses, he's medayik. You can start with this question, right? On the second day of Pesach, in our davening, why don't we mention carbon omer? Right, on the second day of davening of Pesach, it's the same davening, the same laning, and same musaf as the rest of Chol HaMoed. Right, Pesach, remember, is the same every day, and the Sukkos is different every day. But why don't we mention the Karban HaOmer? So Rav Zalti in Arachayim, in Simen Chafhei, he discussed it, he's medayek it from the Rambam, and from our davening. The Rambam says in Ochos Tfilin Musaf, in Perek Zayin, but Pesach makriven Karban Musaf b'chol yom. B'yom sheni shal Pesach, shehu yom shisha asar b'nisan, makriven yeser ala musaf, shal kol yom keves la'ola, im omer hatznufa, v'yimincha shal tzibur kamosha b'yarnu. L'chor et sarachiyin, ask Rav Zalti, why does the Rambam say that the mincha sa'omer, he mincha shal tzibur? V'alok far kaz of a Rambam, we know that in Ilkalai Zakarbanos, that is a mincha of tzibur. Number one. And number two, why does he mention, shehu yom shisha asar b'nisan? We know what day the second day of Pesach is. And we know the first day is the 15th, so the second day is the 16th. So the second day of Pesach, you bring the Karban HaOmer. And then you start counting Sfiras HaOmer. Right? So why do we, and he has other diyukim as well. One more. The Rambam says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in the fourth parak. It's a mitzvah asay, as we know, that for all the kohanim, they split up into mishmaris. 24 mishmaris, that they come and do an avoda each week. Mitzvah asay, lios kol mishmar shavim biragalim. On Yantif, all the Yantif stuff is split up equally. All the Yantif special items, all the Kohanim come to do work on the Yantif. It's a very busy time. So all the Yantif stuff you split up equally amongst all of the Mishmaris. The Mishmar that's supposed to be there that day only gets the stuff that's supposed to be there that day. So the Rambam says, Bamed, Rambam Urim, when do you split it up equally? B'karbanas haragalim. U'bechilik lechem aponim. U'bechilik shtei lechem shel atzeres. Aval nedarim unedavos utmidinim makriven osan al mishpar shesban al kavua. Ayn mishal melech shetama lama lo kasev Rambam gam omer hatnufa shayim makriven yom shesh al pesach shi mischal al kolam mishmaris. Why doesn't it say that the carbon of omer is also split into all the mishmaris? Isn't that a carbon of yantif? So all the carbonates of yantif are split up equally. So why doesn't the Rambam mention that? So explains Rav Zalti based on other rites as well. The carbon of omer is not a carbon of pesach. It's a carbon of the 16th of Nisan. Why is that? Okay, that's Akasha. But right now we're describing, as we know, the first step in Brisker Torah is the what. The why comes second. We don't always have to do the why or know about the why, right? The what, the description. So the carbon of Omer is a different type of carbon. It's not a carbon of Pesach. It's a carbon of Tezayin Nisan. And that's why we don't mention it in our Musaf, because our Musaf is about the Yantiv of Pesach. And that's why it's not split up into all the Mishmaris. Because it's for this day, the Tezayin, it's not a regel. It happens to be brought on Yantiv, because it's the Tezayin Nisan is the second day of Pesach. But according to the Rambam, Shekarbana Omer, Ikaro Balahatir Isra Chadash. It's to be Mato the Chadash. Einu Mikarbanas Haragalim. Rak Zmano Hu Biyom Shisha Asar Benisan. Shuzman Lehetr Chadash. And that's why we don't mention it in the davening, and the like. There's other rayas as well. But that's the carbon of Omer as opposed to possibly the Shtei HaLechem, which might be a carbon of Shavuos. That's a carbon of Shavuos. That's different. And the Lechem Hapanim, obviously is Shabbos. Again, we could talk about, whenever I have these lists about so many topics in Halacha, it's always a fun Dafyomi day. Lechem Apanim, remember the Radvaz's Shuvah. The Radvaz, right, we know one of the Nisim that happened with the Lachem HaPanim, that it was fresh a week later. And what happened? Everybody saw that it was fresh. And asked the Radvaz and Yeshuva, what do you mean everybody saw? The Lachem HaPanim was on the Shulchan, which is in the Heichal. Nobody saw that. Yisrael was never in the Heichal. So how did they see that? And number two, he asks, how did they see, right, the Chazal say in Masechet Nachas, they held it up, and everybody saw that it was fresh. How do you see something as fresh? Right? You can't tell until you squeeze it. Right? Until you, are near it. So the Radvaz in Tshuva, 2178. Shnei Alafim Kufayin Ches. Right? He discusses, I don't understand how the Bnei Yisrael see it. So it must be, like Chazal say, every once in a while, in order to bring a Kiddush Hashem, they used to take it out. Take out the Shulchan, or at least take out the breads, and hold it up so everybody could see it. Look at this unbelievable nace that happened, that the breads were still fresh a week later. Right? And he quotes in the name of the Ritva, the Radvaz. The Radvaz only lived 200 years after the Ritva. So the Radvaz quotes in the name of the Ritva, Shahaya Ola Hevel Mehalechem. There was steam coming out of the bread. That's how they knew it was still fresh. There was steam. I don't know if the steam was coming out every day, or maybe only when they held it up for the Oli Regalim to see, that's when the steam came out. Find the fact that it should be warm and hot, that's because the Kohanim enjoy it every week. Also, says Radvaz, I don't know, my wife bakes challah, and I don't know, I never see steam coming out of the bread. I don't know what the Ritva is talking about. That it's fresh and there's steam. Chicken has steam. You know, but bread has steam coming out of it, even when it's cham. Ela bizman shechot chemosa, when you cut it, maybe it has steam, says the Radvaz. V'tzarechu lomar shakol ha'yeh b'chal ha'nes, it must be part of the nes. And he continues, but that was part of the nes, that the bread was fresh, even a week later. Lechem aponim. So we have the Omer, the Shia Lachem, Lachem Aponim, the Chol Karbonas HaTzibur, and all the Karbonas HaTzibur. So basically everything in the Beis HaMikdash that was the Karbon Tzibur category, that's what you use these Shkalim for, from the Chumas HaLishka. Shomei Svichim, Bishvias Dodon, Shkar Mishumas HaLishka. Ah, the Shomei Svichim, those who guarded the fields during Shemitah, as we'll see, we know Shemitah, everything is Hefker, so everybody can go into everybody else's field. The problem is, you have to have grain, barley and wheat to bring for the Karban Omer, the Shtei Lechem. And if everything is Hefker, so everybody's going to eat everything, everything's going to be trampled, and there's not going to be anything left. So they had guards. They had guards guard certain fields to make sure that there was going to be grain that was going to be able to be used for the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. So the guards, they got paid from the Chumas HaLishka. They got paid. Why? Because the Omer and the Shtei Lechem was a Karban Tzibur, and this was a Tzorech, it was a Hechsher, but it was a Tzorech for the Karban Tzibur. Right? And that's what the Lashon, look at the Karban Eida and others. Karban Eida says, Tzorech Karban Karban Dami. And therefore, these guards could get paid from the Truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Afa Rotsim Mizadev Shomer Chinam. The guards could do it for free. Shomer Chinam. Right? They don't have to get paid at all. So they could volunteer. Amru lo. So the Rabbanan say back, no. Rabbi Yossi, you know why? No, we don't want, not a Shomer Chinam. Because if he's a Shomer Chinam, then you know what? When he picks up, let's say he would pick up some of the grain. If he picks up some of the grain, then he's kona that grain. Because, you know, he's, he's not getting paid that we could say he's doing it on behalf of the Balabayas. He's not getting paid. So he picks it up. It could be that it's going to be his. And he's going to have to then be makne it to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure if that could work, the Chachamim say. That you could go from being a Yachid to a Tzibur. The Rabbi Yossi is not bothered by that. Amrulo, Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not worried he could be a Shomer Chinam, and then I'm not worried that he's gonna not be mocking it properly to the Tzibur. He will, but Amrulo, they say no, Afatal Marsh, Ein Barnel Michel Tzibur, no. That's to come from the Tzibur, and therefore, it cannot be a Shomer Chinam. The Chacham say you can't be a Shomer Chinam, which then, if you pick it up, it belongs to you, and then you're gonna give it back to the Mikdash. No, you gotta be a Shomer Sachar. So in that way, you're doing it on behalf of the owner. Look at the Karban Eida, right across from where we are. Mim Shamram Chinam, the Zacha Bohem, Nim Sashin Bona Mishal Tzibur. Right, if he's a Shomer Chinam, it becomes his. Ulashi Tasame Shivu, Tasari, Karban Yachid, in a Mishtana, Lishal Tzibur. That's what the Chachamim say. But the Rabbi Yossi would say, no, I think a Karban Yachid can be Mishtana, Lishal Tzibur. Another important discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos in a few places asked this, the end of Yevamis and Bab Metzia. We know you're not allowed to lock up your Shemitah field. You can't guard it. Shamur, you can't guard it because you have to leave it to be Hefker. If you don't want, you could put up a sign there. You don't want Ganavim, so you could put up a sign. It's Hefker, please go in to take the apples. But you're not allowed to guard it. So what do you mean, these Shomri Svichim? I thought you're not allowed to guard. Is it Daraisa? You're not allowed to guard your Shemitah field. You have to leave it Hefker. Right? How do they guard it? You want to say because the Beis HaMikdash needs it, but it's... So the Rishonim give different answers. One answer, the popular one that's given by the Rishonim, is that they didn't guard it mamish that you can't go in. They guarded it from animals going in. But they also, if somebody would be walking by, they would say, oh, look at that wheat. And they would say, oh yeah, we're trying to save this for the Carbon of Omer. And that's it. That's what they would say. But they wouldn't tackle the guy and not let him in. So if he would want to go in and take it, he'd be able to take it. So it's not mamish shamur. Right, so those two, that's what the Tosfos says, that the second to last daf in Yevamos. Kuf Chav Beit, actually the last daf in Yevamos. The last daf. Shelo ayu shomer noso ela monim ragle behema misham. Umodiin lebnei adam. Shehem letzorach umufkar nami lelutshari livsar v'chulu. So that's what Tosfos says there, also in Bamasia. So it was half guarded. It was guarded from certain things, but not guarded enough that it would violate the Isser of Shemitah. Okay. So this is commenting on the Mishnah Tainus. The Mishnah Tainus says that when they came back with Bam Bayisheni, they were short wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So there were 9 families that came forward and said, we're giving wood for the Beis HaMikdash. And because Chazal were so happy with those families, they said, on the dates that you brought the wood, you could come any day in history, your descendants, and bring wood. And even if we have plenty of wood, we're going to use your wood. Zman atse etzim. So that's what these families, as the Mishnah describes in Titus, made yamim tovim, made a yantif on the day that it was their day to bring the wood. So why did they do that? You'll see what this has to do with us. Why did they? Why did Chazal make such a holiday like that for these families? El b'shashal Yisrael menagola. When Yisrael came up from Bavel, v'lo matzu etzim balishka. There wasn't enough wood. V'yamdu elu v'isnadvu etzim mishalatzman. They came and gave wood. They gave from their own wood, but what you see the parallel here. They gave from their own personal wood, yachid, and they're going to bring it to the mizbeach tzibur, umasum letzibur, for kavam man, karban tzibur, and they broke on a tzibur with that on that wood. The hisnu imahen on neviim shebineim, and the neviim and the great rabbis of the time made a rule, shafilu lishka malaya etzim, even if the whole Beis HaMikdash would be full of plenty of wood, v'yamdu elavis nisnadvu etzim mishal atzman, these families brought wood because they wanted to bring for themselves. Shelo yeo karban misakarev ella mishalahen tchila. Right, so they can bring their wood. They can bring their wood because their great grandfathers, grandparents have brought the wood when we really needed it. So they have that. So they have that schus. So what do you see from here? You see that you could have something yachid transferred to shel tzibur because it's personal wood that they're giving to be used on the base on the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash. So says the Gemara. Amar Avacha de Rabbi Yosi. Oh, it must be that this Mishnah in Tainus is holding like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Amar Afar Rozim is Adiv Shemachinam, because Rabbi Yosi is the one that says I'm not worried. Mishtana Yachal Shal Tzibur. People are going to have the right das, and even if it's their own, they're going to be maknit bakna gemura to the Beis Hamikdash. So isn't that Mishnah in Tainus reflecting Rabbi Yosi? So Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Ila says no. Divrei Akoli. It could be that Mishnah Tainus is even according to the Rabbanon. Why? Maplik and Begufishal Karban. Our Mishnah is about when do you say that you're not worried about Yachid to the Tzibur, worried about Gufoshal Karban. We're worried about something that's going to be Hukrav as a Karban itself. The grain, the wheat. So that's where the Rabbanon say, if it's picked up by the Shomer Chinam, we're nervous and we have a higher standard. Aval b'machshire Karban, but just the wood? But the wood, which is just an accessory, a preparatory, right, an accessory, I would say, that's the best word, because it's the wood that's used for the carbon, then the Rabbanah would agree. Right, the only issue is the carbon atzmo, but the extras, like the wood, is okay. Tni, and I'll give you another example. The Brisa says, Isha Shasas Ksonas Libana, what if a mother of a Kohen makes her son a big day kahuna. Something the big day kahuna. Right? She's a great tailor and she wants him to wear it. So what's the halacha? Yes. She can give it to the tzibur and he can wear it. even though the Big Day Kohen are used for tzibur purposes. So you see from there that she could make it. So what do you see from there? Amar Rav Yosi Arvacha, again, Rav Yosihi. Is this only according to Rav Yosi? Right, this idea that the woman, the mother, could use her own stuff. So it must be like, oh, this is also reflecting Rav Yosi Shita, which says Yachid could become tzibur. So Gemara says again, no. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Ila divrei akol. He really, it's divrei akol. It could be the other shita. Same answer as we just said. Ma plikin begufah shel karban. The only machlokas in our Mishnah is about the goof of the karban. You have wood. I'm sorry. You have grain that's going to be used as the karban. Avol b'machshibei karban, but the accessories like the wood or the begadim kol amemodi shu mishtana karban yachol karban sibur. All of this, they agree. They agree. I don't remember. I didn't look it up again. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a big long piece about the by kodshim shana hakasav la'akev. In order for a halacha to be bidieved, not just lachadchila, it has to repeat it twice in the Torah. Shana hakasav la'akev. That applies by karbanas. So he has a piece there. Again, I forgot to look it up again. Big day kahuna. Is that called kodshim for shana hakasav la'akev? See, I remember he has that discussion. And he brings Raya's Lakan Lakan, are Bite Kahuna considered mamish dvarim shel karbanis? Or is it just accessories? So this Gemara says the Feirish is an accessory, right? The Gemara is bachalik here between actual karban and machshire karban. Like the begadim and the wood are both machshire karban. So put this on the list. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Pliga Arab Yosi. We're going to go with the Pnei Moshe Pshat of this Gemara. The following Tosefta from Tainus seems to argue on Rabbi Yosi the Amora. Right? What did Rabbi Yosi the Amora just say? Rabbi Yosi the Amora said that everybody can agree in our Mishnah because of the difference between Gufo Shal Karban and Machshire Karban. The only Machlokes is whether Mishtana Yachal Shal Tzibur is by Gufo Shal Karban. But by Machshire Karban, everybody could agree because the Atzi Amaracha are just Machshire Karban. But we'll see, in this Tosefta, it doesn't sound that way. As we'll see. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yosi. This following Brisa must be against Rabbi Yosi. Osana yamim, because those days that the families kept a holiday, osana yamim noagim b'shas karban shlo b'shas karban. The Tosefta says that these families kept it as a holiday even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Right? Their day of the year that they brought the wood, it could be generations later, this was a holiday for them. They didn't fast and they didn't make a spadim. So the Gemara is going to say, as the Pnei Moshe here says, one more line. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ein Ogin Ela B'Shas HaKarban. It's a machlokas, whether they kept it only Bezman HaMikdash or even afterwards. But in either case, a yontif, if you keep the day as a yontif, lechora, that's appropriate only if they're celebrating the fact that they could supply a karban, that they could supply a machshire karban, that would that be enough to have a yontif? Said the Pnei Moshe, that's going to be the kasha. Right? We just said, Rabbi Yosi the Amora said, oh, our Mishnah and the Mishnah Tainus can be according to everybody because our Mishnah is a machlokas, but the Mishnah in Tainus and the story about the mother making the begadim, that can be according to everybody because there's a difference between wood and clothing, which is a machshir, versus a carbon itself. But this Tosefta, the Gemara is assuming, if they're having a holiday, the fact that they're celebrating bringing wood, it sounds like the wood is a mamish a carbon, not just a machshirin. That's how the Pnei Moshe understands it. Number one. The Ode Ben Adon, also from the following. The Tani, the following also, you see that they had a holiday. Amar, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Anu Ayinim, Ibnei Sana Ben Binyamin. We're from the family of Ibnei Sana Ben Binyamin. V'chal Tisha B'Av, Lios B'Shabbos. One time Tisha B'Av fell on, and their day was the 10th of Av. The 10th of Av was their holiday of bringing the wood. And one time Tisha B'Av was on a Shabbos, so it got pushed off till Sunday. And we only fasted half a day. We didn't fast the whole day because it was our yontif. So you see how strong that yontif is. The strong that the carbon eats in. So said the Gemara is assuming, says the Pnei Moshe, that the yontif wouldn't be so strong if it was just celebrating a machshir of a carbon, not a carbon itself. So that's the raya. Okay, there's more there. Look at the tour, and it's some tough kuf nun tes. Right, there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What about if you have a Tisha B'Av nidche from Shabbos to Sunday, and there's a bris that day? Does the father have to fast the whole day? So the Torah assumes not based on this Gemara over here. If you have a yantif, you don't have to be mashlim. You don't have to be mashlim. So brought up halacha lemaisa. Homer v'shei lechem lachri. So these three were from their carbon seabor, and they came from the shkalim. Masnisa to Rabbi Yishmael. The Mishnah that says, our Mishnah that says that the you had shomrei svichin, you had guards that had to guard the fields so that you'd have leftover grain for the karbanos. That must be the Rabbi Yishmael, to Rabbi Yishmael Amar in Omer Abba Min Asuria, because Rabbi Yishmael says you have to bring the grain for the Omer from Eretz Yisrael. You can't even bring it from Syria, a nearby place. That's why you needed these guards, because the guards had to guard this spot. Tamataninan, we'll get back to that. The Gemara is going to get back to. We learned in the Mishnah, Menachas. All carbon minchas, whether the Yachar or Tzibor, ba min aretz min chutz la'aretz. You could bring a carbon mincha from wheat in chutz la'aretz. Min achadosh min ayashan, from new, from old. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei alechem, except for omer v'shtei alechem, she'in bo'an ele min achadosh min ha'aretz. Those two can only come from Eretz Yisrael and from the Chadash. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmid, Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's shita, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, in Omer, Bamin HaSurya. So that Mishnah in Menachis reflects Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the Omer cannot come from Surya, that's to come from Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, the Mishnah in Kalim, Taman Taninan. Let's read this, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Esther Kedushas Bahain, remember the first Mishnah in Perak and Kalim, you have the 10 levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the rest of the Masechta is about Kalim. Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh Mekal Arasos. Umayin Kedushasa. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified than all other lands. What is the Kedusha? Shemivian Mimena Omer Vabikur Mishti Alechem. Because from Eretz Yisrael, you bring the Omer, the Bikur Mishti Alechem, Asha'inki, Mivian Kim Mekal Arasos. You can't bring any of those from the other lands. And again, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, the Rabbi Shmali, that's saying Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that you can only bring Omer from Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi Shmuel Omer, you know, Omer Ba Min Hasurya. Period. We'll start off at Hashem tomorrow with the question of Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh Mekal Aratzos because of Omer Shtei Alechem and Bikurim, and what about Chumas and Maisrus and Chala and everything else, all the other Mitzvot Lis Ba'aretz. So we'll start off with that question, Be'ez Hashem. Next time, we'll stop here. Again, we'll get to the Girsa of this Mishnah in Kalim, as well as other topics.